It is a right that any country has to go into litigation when its sovereignty is being harassed or violated. In the case of Burundi, we have evidence that suggests that indeed Rwanda as a state has violated our sovereignty and the dignity of our people. We have that right reserved. Any moment we might be, you know, forced to file a lawsuit at the ICJ simply because we believe that nations have to live in peace and harmony, simply also because we believe that both countries are members of the United Nations and have agreed to abide by the relevant instruments pertaining to peaceful coexistence. There is a number of documents, of instruments, resolutions, both of the Security Council and the General Assembly, which call member states to respect borders inherited from colonial masters and also making sure that they live in peace and harmony with others. A country that violates the borders of another sovereign state must be ready to face trial if need be.
So filing the lawsuit is just a plan, it's not yet a decision?
It is a decision which will be implemented at the opportune time. But it is, like I said, it's a right of a state. We are not doing anything that is not within the bag of our own rights. You know, we are just doing things that are in the limits of what a state can do. Contrary to others, we are not violating any borders, any sovereignty of any other country. We are just saying that if we are victims of that violation, then we need to take action. And we are taking a positive and peaceful solution to this crisis.
But do you have enough evidence that Rwanda is really destabilizing Burundi?
Otherwise, we would not even be thinking about going into litigation if we didn't have evidence. So let's leave it to the moment when we will be in court.
A couple of weeks ago, the Burundian government said it had captured a Rwandan spy, and it said it was a Rwandan soldier. But later, the government of Rwanda refuted that accusation.
It's quite funny. How many activities have they carried in Burundi that they have admitted to doing? Did you expect really that they will say this is our soldier? It is a fact all over the world that spies are always been, you know, subject of denial by their own countries. So we are not going into that debate, really. You know, otherwise we have to read the pages of history. But suffice it to say that we have evidence. And we are not the only ones, by the way. You know, the United Nations group of experts has collected a number of facts, and the report, the full report, is will be released, I believe, in the month of June, suggesting that Rwanda has indeed facilitated acts aiming at destabilizing our country, Burundi, with the main goal of overthrowing President Pierre Nkurunziza and the government. That is a fact. The coup leaders and coup makers who escaped justice are in that country.